Yeah, welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and for the next two segments, we're going to be talking with our guests from the Manhattan Housing Authority. We've also got a special guest with them here as well. I'll go ahead and introduce everybody. Aaron Estabrook, who is a Manhattan City Commissioner, Executive Director of the Manhattan Housing Authority, joins us here this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on. I'll also introduce is it Jan Gallitzer? Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. She is the chairperson of the Manhattan Housing Authority Board of Commissioners. So welcome.
And thank you.
And our special guest, Leslie Zarker. She is ICF's program manager supporting the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD, and the Department of Energy to implement the multifamily housing sector, the Better Buildings Challenge. Thank you, Leslie, for being here.
Delighted to be here.
So we've got some different topics we're going to dive into here, and we'll start kind of a quick update on the Housing Authority, and Aaron, you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we're excited to have kind of this space once a month for a period of time to kind of give the community an update about what is going on at the Housing Authority, talk a little bit broader about housing issues, and so just kind of expect that going forward. And if you have interest in the community, please reach out to us and we can talk about those topics during this period as well. But a quick update of what we've been doing, and it's been, you know, I'm about 38 days into my role here as the executive director for the Housing Authority, and we've been really going pretty hard and getting things done with getting our website updated and having applications now online to get on the wait list. Our wait list is a really important component to getting into either Section 8 or public housing. And so the first step of any type of housing program that goes through us is getting on that wait list, and getting that application online. It makes it so much easier, faster for folks, especially during the pandemic. We've actually also added the ability to update your address online. So if you're on that wait list and you're thinking, you know, hey, I haven't heard from anybody, but I have moved to a different location in the meantime while I'm waiting for a Section 8 voucher or public housing, it's really, really important for us to have that most up-to-date address for you. And you can get online. It takes 2 minutes to update your address, and then you don't lose your place if we're trying to find you when you come to the head of the line and we're ready to offer you a voucher or a public housing place. If we don't have the correct address, you may have to start the process over. So it's really critical to get that address and keep in touch with us. We're looking at expanding maybe some staff, and we'll talk about that more at our board meeting. Our board meeting this month is going to be April 28th. And so we're going to talk more about some staffing, new funding, operating subsidy. HUD has helped us out recently with some new funds that have come through. So we're going to talk about how to best use those. And I just want to also thank our partnerships that we've been able to tap into in the last month or so. We've worked with the health department. We had a vaccine clinic come to the public housing apartment towers and distribute vaccines to anyone that needed them. And they were actually the Johnson & Johnson one, so it was one and done for a lot of people. That was pretty cool. And we have on the horizon a scheduled meeting with Pawnee Mental Health to talk about how we can better serve our population that maybe utilizes their services as well. So mental health is kind of a problem or a concern amongst everybody. And it is no different in the public housing or the Section 8 world as it is anywhere else. So we are trying to make sure those needs are being met as well. And Pawnee's a great partner on that. But I think that gets us back up to date where things are and I'd be happy to introduce Jan, our board chair. We're getting ready to start Fair Housing, or we are in the middle of Fair Housing Month, which is April. So Jan has been really important for our board, and I think she's pretty familiar with the Fair Housing. So if you wanted to talk a little bit about that and your experience on the board, Jan?
Sure. So I've been on the board since 2008 and seen the Housing Authority go through a lot of changes during that time. I want to thank Phil Anderson, who recently left the board after being on the board. I think he did two separate stints, because in between, I think he was a Section 8 landlord as well. So Phil was, his role was very important because he brought us a lot of great information. Recently, we have a new member that's been appointed by the mayor to join us, and that's Brad Clausen, who used to work for the city and is very experienced. He's got over 30 years of public service with the city, and he was a inspector and chief building officer official for the city. And so we're looking forward to tapping him on all of his background. He retired in 2019, which made it possible for him to begin to do some volunteer public service. So we really appreciate that.
Can I just interrupt real quick? The Brad Clausen, the man from the Manhattan Fire Department?
That's correct.
I love that guy. I can't wait to see him again. I kind of miss
And we're very excited to have him join the board.
Okay.
We know that he's got a lot to offer for us. He'll help Aaron and the rest of the staff in their job do things correctly and make sure that we know what we need to know about things. So we're looking forward to that. April is, as Aaron said, Fair Housing Month. And evidently, this is the 53rd anniversary of the Fair Housing Act, which was signed into law in 1968 by President Lyndon Johnson. And the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination because of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, disability, and family status. And the act furthered the belief of Dr. Martin Luther King and other heroes of the civil rights movement. It was very, very important and certainly part of my growing up in the 60s. I'm that old. It was one of those things that really made a difference for a lot of people. And it was the first time that certain kinds of discrimination were actually codified and protected. And so we are very proud that we'll be doing that. Communities all over the country celebrate this with a variety of activities. Hopefully raising the awareness of their fair housing rights and emphasizing the importance of ending housing discrimination. The new administration has come in and made it possible for us to do a lot of things through HUD, and we're very excited. On April 22nd, the City of Manhattan is holding a fair housing webinar that you might like to sign up for. Go to the city website, which I could repeat here, but I don't know if it'll do any good. www.cityofmhk.com/fairhousing if you're interested in learning more about that. It's going to cover some code issues and some landlord-tenant law and best practices, which is very important for people to know their rights in terms of being a renter and landlords to know their rights. And it's going to give us some fair housing essentials and other updates. So if you are a renter or a landlord or interested in maybe being a Section 8 landlord, this would be a really interesting seminar for you.
Yeah, I might just add, you know, that we live in a community that has so many renters, being a college community, and I would think that this would be good to spread the word to anybody who's maybe coming here for the fall. And wants to learn about some housing opportunities in Manhattan and what they need to know.
I think that's a great idea. We are always trying to educate our renters, especially not necessarily ones who are in public housing or in Section 8 housing, but just in general. Renters need to know their rights, need to how to access those, and be tough enough to take care of themselves as tenants. And landlords need to remember that they have responsibilities to their tenants, and this will provide some information to landlords as well.
All right, very good. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more here with the Housing Authority and introduce Leslie Zarker here to the program. Stay tuned, and Focus continues right after this.